Like, last January, I did the thing people always do. I made a resolution to work out more.
Oh, listen, I get it. New year, new you.
So I joined this hot yoga studio, but I'll be real, I only went 3 times all year.
3 times, okay.
Yes, I know it's shameful, but you know what helped me feel a little bit better? The place that I work has a wellness benefit that helps with the cost of that membership.
Well, that's not bad. Since we're sharing, I will admit that I don't even know if we have a wellness benefit like that.
You should check. I spoke with our colleague, Phil Gailwitz, who reports on insurance here at KFF Health News. He says most insurance providers want to get people to exercise more. We're talking private insurers as well as Medicare for older adults and Medicaid for people with lower incomes.
It's relatively cheap for insurers and employers to offer. I mean, spending a few $100s for a fitness membership versus if you can avoid one visit to the emergency room, that's avoiding several $1,000s in costs.
Some plans also offer wellness incentives that pay for health coaching or wearable fitness trackers, but it's not clear that people are taking advantage of these benefits. Phil says that's probably because most people don't know they have them.
Phil, I feel attacked, but to be fair, I know other health reporters who also don't necessarily read their own insurance benefits package closely.
Yeah, but you can also call the number on the back of the insurance card and ask.
I do forget about the easy button sometimes. Let's talk about the gym membership benefit. What's in the fine print?
The most important thing to know is that every plan is different. You might be able to go for free or just get a discount, usually around 10 to 30%.
So I can't count on free. I guess a discount's better than nothing.
Don't knock a discount. It can make a difference. We talked to Joshua Villegas from San Antonio, Texas. He uses a discount program through his insurance that offers a flat monthly rate for partner gyms. He uses it for 2 gyms.
I am paying $51 a month for both memberships, and I would say I'm saving a little over $30 a month.
But you have to check the details. There's a LA Fitness close to his house that doesn't participate, so he drives about 15 minutes more to one that does.
Well, he sounds like a motivated dude. Well, does any of this inspire you for your resolution this year?
Definitely, Blake. You know I want to try again. Same resolution, but this time I'm determined. And I know that's the thing that people always say, but it's on the record now.
Well, all right. We'll hold you to it.